Hello?
Hi, Joe. It's Allison. I apologize. How are you?
Oh, no problem, Allison. Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for asking. It's been a while. So before the holiday, I was going through everybody that I know handed in their finances for approvals, and she got approved on the 3rd for the home care program. So first, congratulations, because now you're done with the state and they won't annoy you anymore. Everything fully transitioned, everything like that. The insurance that she chose, PA Health and Wellness, they're going to assign her a service coordinator. I don't know if they contacted you from PA Health and Wellness yet.
I don't even know what she has, because when I took her to the doctor last month, I gave her every card that we got in the mail, and they said none of them were any good. But it's definitely PA. If there's a way you could send me whatever you're seeing, because she has another appointment tomorrow, and I'm like kind of hesitant to take her because it was like such a ordeal.
Yeah, it might have been because she was in the midst of transitioning. I see here she has both Medicaid and Medicare in Pennsylvania. She has, let me see. I believe we went over it last time. I can see if I can grab a policy number on her Medicare from her Medicaid profile. But it says here, Philadelphia County, PA Health and Wellness, Community Health Choices is her Medicaid. And then Medicare Part A and B goes through United Healthcare.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I have any of those cards at work.
And then
all of her prescription, I've just been paying out of pocket. I don't know if there's any prescription that goes with that.
Yeah, so it says here, I mean, it should all go through her Medicare. But if we're talking in regards to Medicaid, it should be, I see here, pharmacy copayment, $1 for generic prescription refills, brand names is $3. So it should be in effect. I can grab you her, I'll text you over PA Health and Wellness information and see if I can grab a policy number from the Medicare. Does she have a Medicare card?
They sent us something. I don't know if it's the right thing. It's like a white card.
Okay. Is it red, white, blue?
Nope. No, they asked us if we had a red, white, and blue one.
Worst comes to worst, bring that one, because I believe that's the PA Health and Wellness. If you want, you can take pictures and send it to me so I can, like, differentiate for you and better explain. But I will – the next step for the home care service – is to wait for PA Health and Wellness. They're going to assign her somebody to come out to the home, do a last final appointment for home care hours. It's also going to include plan of care, so if she needs any Meals on Wheels, medical equipment, at-home modifications, or emergency response system. This is all included in that. So now we're just going to wait for, it shouldn't take that long. It should take 24 to 48 hours. It should happen either tomorrow morning or end of day tomorrow for somebody to be assigned at insurance. And then we can schedule an in-person meeting. I will double check on PA Health and Wellness, see if I can grab you any important insurance information. But in the time being, I can send you her profile on the verification system, the Medicaid verification system, the state one that I have. And it includes name, ID number for Medicaid and her date of birth and all of that. And it has the programs and stated on it. So I'll double check that and send that over, okay?
Okay.
And then once we get her set up with an appointment at PA Health and Wellness, like with the person assigned, I will send you all the caregiver information via email, or is it going to be somebody else?
You can send it to me for now,
okay.
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure that all out. How many hours do they typically give you?
So the average, like, I've been doing this for around 5 years. I've seen, I would say the average is around 40 to 50.
Hours?
A week. Yes.
Okay. And they'll fund somebody for that time? Like, so I need
exactly. So you can split it up however you want. If you want, the legal amount that one home health aide can work is up to 112 hours a week because it is a non-skilled program. So if she gets approved for, say, 112, so we can either have somebody come in, split it up however you want, or if she gets approved for the 40, again, you could split it up 20-20. It's really up to you. We just got to get her approved for those hours first, but that will go through the insurance.
Okay.
And how you can split it up.
And how do they pay that? Like per, like the hour, like how much, like if I'm trying to get somebody to do that, like how much would I tell them? Like what's the range?
Well, so we could find somebody. So you're saying if like a personal somebody wants to take care of her, how much would it be?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the thing with this program, it's non-skilled. So the average for Philadelphia, a lot of agencies pay between 14 and 15. Now, some agencies pay flat rate. I'm just giving you this information just because you're new to the game. Some agencies pay flat rate. So they'll pay flat 14 for 45 hours. A lot of agencies like mine, we pay time and a half for anything worked over 40. So if we give you $15 for 40 hours, we're going to pay you time and a half for the five weekly. So just so you're aware, that's kind of how the market goes, but it's between 14 and 15, depending on the hours a week.
Okay. Yeah. Cause we're trying to work some things out. Like I said, if we have to eventually move her into, you know, another facility, I'm just trying to work through all the options. I have a nephew that's coming up.
I totally forgot about that. Yes, you did say that.
It's going to nursing school, and it could be an option that maybe that's why I was telling him, like, oh, well, he's going to nursing school. You know, maybe, you know, why he's studying and stuff like that. He can take care of her, you know, like, you know, it's his grandma.
Totally.
So, you know,
you can hire anybody.
Okay.
So if you want, we can obviously get down to, like, nitty-gritty details once we get her done with the assessment, and then we can double-check to see how much they submit for, and then approve, and then we can move forward from there. Once they put the approval for the hours through, we get authorized and an email in our inbox with the start of care date and approved hours, so then I'll be able to calculate and do all that funky stuff once we get, like, set hours and everything. But do you have any questions? Because she's good with the state. She's good with the program. Did you want me to reach out to insurance and see? Or did you want to wait until you don't know what you're going to do with her with the facility? Or?
Well, let's get the rest of it set up, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
You know,
no problem.
I think that's probably the best way.
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't bothering you.
Just trying to get an idea.
So
I don't want to misspeak to anybody. You know what I mean? I don't want to be like, well, I have a ballpark and an idea.
You're all good. And just, of course, no pressure on my end. I just want to make sure it's the best plan of care for her. So if something changes, don't hesitate to contact me and let me know, and we can always cancel this through. Again, whatever the best plan of care is, but I will keep it there. We'll wait for somebody to get assigned, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Allison. I really appreciate all your help.
Yeah, of course. It's my pleasure. We'll talk soon, and then call me if you need me.
All right, great.
All right. Take care, Joe. Have a good one.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.